Welcome to the Holmesville Church of the Brethren. This is the worship service for August 22nd, 2021. Let's pray. Mighty God of grace, we walk on paths well trodden by generations of fellow believers. We love to claim you as our God and to be known as your people. We love to hear the great deeds of the saints who went before us. We want to count ourselves in their mighty company. Overcome our hesitation, our timidity, or resistance. Draw us into your wisdom and power, that in your Spirit we may be strong in faith, wise in thought, and loving in word and deed. Amen. Join in our call to worship. How lovely, Lord, how lovely to worship and sing your praise. How lovely, Lord, how lovely to walk with you all of our days. How lovely, Lord, how lovely to live as your people on earth. How lovely, Lord, how lovely to be strengthened and blessed by your grace. As we come to our time of prayer, please remember that you may pause the audio at any time as long as you wish to spend more time with God in silence. Let's pray. Merciful God, you call us to follow, to turn away from our own selfish interests, and to take up our cross and follow after you, even if the path is difficult to see or is heading in a direction we would never have chosen for ourselves. Forgive us for being so quick to question and so hesitant to follow. Help us to see with the eyes of faith rather than from our own human point of view. Teach us to follow without fear, knowing that you are always with us, leading the way. Amen. Our scripture is Ephesians 6:10-20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Also pray for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly as I must speak. Once upon a time, when we were young, we went to Bible school in the Christian church at Liberty, Nebraska. In those days, it was a 2-week school, all day, every day, from about 8:30 in the morning to 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We were divided up into age groups headed by lovely Christian ladies who gave so much of their time and effort to help kids grow up with a knowledge of God and God's ways. When I think of that time, I remember peonies and green spring grass. I remember arts and crafts, Kool-Aid and homemade cookies, sack lunches and recess. I remember the dimes and quarters we gave for the missionaries in Africa. I remember the Bible school songs and the pledge to the Christian flag and to the Bible. And I remember the whole armor of God. Now, the whole armor of God doesn't play very well among the brethren. I took a cursory look through our Sunday school pictures. No whole armor of God, as I had guessed. But in that old Bible school, we had no trouble with belting out, "I'm in the Lord's army," and "Onward, Christian soldiers." And every once in a while, we would revisit the whole armor of God. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Ephesians 6:13-17. Now these are old-time expressions for an old-time kind of armor. I did think, though, when I put on full PPE to visit Mom and Pat in the nursing homes several months ago, that PPE would be a good illustration of a modern-day full armor of God. So I looked online to see if I was the only one who thought of that. Turns out I am not. A number of people thought of the full armor of God in terms of PPE through this pandemic. Here is one from Alan B. Sanderson, M.D., who is a Mormon and also a practicing neurologist. I have adapted it to suit our needs. A few weeks ago, I thought about the whole armor of God as I put on my PPE to see a patient in the hospital who was on contact precautions. I thought, if Paul had written this analogy about personal protective equipment instead of armor, what would the various articles represent? Here are my suggestions. Goggles of judgment. Body fluids under pressure have a way of squirting out in the direction of healthcare workers who often have their eyes focused on the source of the fluid when this happens. The best protection from this occupational hazard is wearing a pair of goggles or a face shield. Being able to see what you are doing is critical, especially when you are holding a sharp object near a human being. In a world full of temptation and deception, we need to see clearly to judge between good and evil. Final judgment belongs to the Lord, so we should never presume to make final judgments on the souls of other people. But we make smaller decisions every day about which activities we will participate in, what music we will listen to, shows we will watch, books we will read, and websites we will visit. These decisions require us to exercise righteous judgment. If we look to Christ as our standard, we will be able to see clearly as we judge between good and evil. Gloves of humility. Gloves are a critical barrier against germs for healthcare workers who sometimes have to touch the most disgusting things you can imagine. When I am wearing a latex or nitrile glove, I have confidence to touch whatever I need to touch, knowing that the barrier will prevent it from reaching my skin. Also, when I am working in a sterile environment, I know that my gloves will protect the patient from any germs I may have on my hands, reducing the chance that my procedure will cause an infection. Our hands are the major elements of action in our bodies, representing our ability to accomplish work of all types. Rubber gloves protect that ability and prevent our work from causing inadvertent harm to others. Our humility serves a similar function, protecting us from some of the unseen dangers of our actions. The more capable we are, the more we are tempted to hold ourselves in high esteem, but pride can blind us to our own errors and to the needs of others. Humility is our antidote to pride, helping us to rely upon God for our strength and reminding us to focus our efforts on accomplishing His work and bringing glory to His name, not ours. When we are humble, it is easier to work with others and to see things from their perspectives. Gown of Righteousness. The gown is an indispensable part of the PPE when you're visiting a patient on contact precautions. You don't want their germs to get on your clothes so that you spread them to other patients or take them home to your family. Also, a gown is critical to the success of maintaining a sterile field for procedures, especially in the operating room. The scriptures refer several times to the robe of righteousness. These passages associate righteousness with purity, glory, joy, and confidence in the presence of God. In addition, and pertinent to a discussion about PPE, righteousness is associated with protection against evil. Righteousness, a conscious decision to follow the Lord because of love for Him, is a powerful shield. Bouffant cap of virtue. The purpose of a head covering for food service workers is obvious to anyone who has ever found someone else's hair in their meal. Bouffant caps and other head coverings serve a similar function in healthcare, especially for people who work in operating rooms. Long hair can also inadvertently touch contaminated areas and then serve as a vehicle for transmitting infections to other patients. The head is the seat of consciousness and rational thought, so the head covering can metaphorically represent what we think about. There is no more virtuous being than Jesus Christ, and no better place to rest our thoughts than on his teachings. Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Face mask of praise. Face masks come in two varieties. The most common type is simply a cover to filter out the airborne germ-containing droplets produced by coughs and sneezes. I wear a mask like this on days when I have a cold and while doing sterile procedures. The second type of mask is called an N95 and is a much more powerful filter for catching smaller particles. This is the preferred mask for seeing patients with pulmonary tuberculosis. The essential role of a mask is to filter what comes in and out of our mouths, and the scriptures provide some guidance on that theme. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, proclaims the psalmist. And I think that is a good meaning for our metaphorical face mask. James described the problem of hypocrisy in our speech. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse those who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this ought not to be so. James 3:9-10. Praising the Lord with the same mouth we use to curse and swear at our fellow men is a bit like paying tithing with stolen money. The face mask of praise can act as a reminder to hold back those criticisms and unkind words. Conclusion. In my clinic, I often perform a diagnostic medical procedure called electromyography, EMG. This involves using electricity to study nerves and muscles, and during part of the procedure, I use a small needle electrode to listen to electrical discharges from inside of the patient's muscles. I always wear rubber gloves while performing the needle electrode examination, so that I don't come into contact with the patient's blood. These gloves remind me of the awesome responsibility I have as a medical doctor and of the immense trust that patients place in me. And they also remind me to be humble, because I have weaknesses and limitations, and because I am wrong sometimes. The last thing I want to do is harm my patients. Judgment, humility, righteousness, virtue, praise. I will think about all of these things when I put on my PPE. The next time you are in a hospital or clinic, maybe you will too. Let us pray. O God of peace, justice, and righteousness, may we who follow you be always clothed with your righteousness. May we depend upon your mercy and grace to protect us, that we may carry your message of justice and of peace to a needy world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Save that thou art, for my best. wisdom be thou my true word. I ever with thee and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, thy child may I be. Thou in me dwelling and I one with thee. Be thou my buckler, my sword for the fight. Be thou my dignity, thou my delight. Thou my sole shelter, thou my high tower. Raise thou me heavenward, O power of my power. Riches I heed not, nor vain empty praise. Thou mine inheritance now and always. Thou am the only first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, when victory is won, may I reach heaven's joys, O bright and sun. Heart of my heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O
Receive the benediction. Go forth with the strength of God. We go with God's mighty faith and hope. Go forth with the boldness of Christ. We go with Christ's courageous peace and love. Amen.